Good morning. First item I had up was the disposal of the two chat spreaders.
Do you plan on replacing them?
We've already replaced those. These have not been in service for 2 years. We had got the two smaller stainless steel ones, like 2 years ago. We got those on the single axles. We've taken the hydraulic pumps off of these to salvage these for some of the other units that we have that work on there. We tried to take the chains off, and they just kind of disintegrated. So all that's left is the shell. Well, most of the shell. A lot of it's rusted out. We would just need a motion to dispose of these two.
Second. All the vote.
Mr. Beaver?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Beaver?
Yes.
And next up is a discussion of the grader that I talked to you guys about last week. It's a 2007 with 11,600 hours on it. That's what that is. The options that we're looking at right now is a rebuild of the transmission and differential for the $30,000. Then a Caterpillar certified powertrain rebuild for $136,000. And then if we do the powertrain to Caterpillar certified powertrain plus rebuild for $172,000. And the powertrain rebuild would include the engine. And of course, you know, you had the list that you could read there.
Okay, the one, the engine and the powertrain is 136?
That is correct. That goes through the final drive, the engine, radiator, everything. And then the powertrain, or plus, it goes to the forward of the cab. It'll go through the cab, go through the circle, and replace all the hydraulic hoses, go through the hydraulic pump. And both, go ahead.
That one was a, and that gives you a 5 year, 6,000 hours?
That is correct.
And that one puts that on the sheet?
Yes, that's both on the powertrain and the powertrain plus.
I'm not sure, it says it's based on known machine failures and the SOS, so is this machine all along been checking out fine as far as your oil, your time, you know?
Yes.
Because I know you pay monthly the service yes. calls on that volume machine, is it?
Yes. So far.
Okay.
Yes.
And the warranty would be the same as new?
Yes.
Is that what we talked about?
Everything that they touch would be covered under warranty.
This includes warranty, so there's no...
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. Actually, it's a 3 year, 5,000 hour, but in May they have a special that'll go 5 years, 6,000 hours. That's an upgrade at no charge.
Okay. Usually they charge. When you had no charge, that's what, you know,
yeah.
That's what I was reading. Usually you're going to pay a fee for the 5 year.
You are correct. And we did speak to other counties, and the last one we talked to was Lyon County, and they have done 11 machines in the last 15 years, and they have two scheduled to be redone. They
did,
yes, yes. They've done loaders and graders. Neosho County did a loader here last year, I believe. Wilson County has done this in the past. LeBec County has, Crawford County. So I haven't talked to anybody who said they would not do it again.
What do you want to do?
I would like to go, you know, just doing the transmission differential. I'd hate to spend $30,000 on the machine and then have something else go wrong. And I'd like to do the full machine. I'd like to go the powertrain plus, because that would include going through the circle on the front that holds the blade, going through the cab, go through the air conditioner and the heater, the hydraulic pumps, and that would include replacing all the hoses under the cab and in the front of the machine. So
basically a new machine.
Yeah. Yes. That's basically what that means.
With the old controls on.
Yes.
Which you got
with no depth fluid, none of the emissions problems that we have. That would be my recommendation. And just for reference, a new 140 is in the $300,000 range.
Climax question. And you also said this last week, this did not have that depth.
This one does not have, yeah, we would not have that. So, and that's the reason that Lyon County has done so many.
Because of
that and the computer systems, they can still work on the ones they have.
They've done it. I missed that. Because why? I can't hear under this.
Because they don't have the DEF fluid, which is a diesel exhaust fluid. That's what everything has to have on it now, all the diesel engines. And they're rebuilding them because they don't have that on them, the older ones. Plus, they don't have as many computerized parts on them.
Funding? Talk about that.
Well, we also have an application here for 6 months financing that we would pay 1% of the total cost per month, and it would be 6 months from the time they send the final invoice. They say this is going to take about 60 days. We'd be invoiced in July, so the total payment wouldn't be due until the next fiscal year. We can make this happen with what we have now, but it's going to run us short in some other areas. So,
if you order it in this year, then you'll have to encumber it in this year.
Okay.
But if you come to the end of the year and you have money in your budget, you can pay it off.
Yes. Yes.
At that point.
Yes.
What was the total rebuild you do?
Total, $172,891.
That's probably what we're going to save over $100,000 versus the new one. Basically have the same machine.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, we wouldn't get that much of a trade-in for ours right now.
True.
So.
Yeah, I don't see a problem.
No. Makes sense to me. If you could buy a new one, you'd be needing the new one, looks like, for long.
Yep.
Motion.
Second. You made motion. You ready for the number?
Please.
Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Bentley?
Yes.
And discussion on purchase of corrugated metal pipe. We had Elk City call us wanting to purchase some pipe from us. We sold them the pipe. That kind of depleted what we had in certain areas, and we would like to purchase more pipe. I've got bids. I went out and got bids, and we have those here, and just would like to have your permission to, if that was okay, to do it that way.
I
before I give you anything, I want to know that I can do that so it's not part of public record. But in our...
What's
your
dollar?
It's less than the exemption, which is $12,500 according to our procurement policy on the pipe, and followed the procedures in there on here. And I went and we got emailed and got quotes from three different people. Two of them are under our limit of $12,500. One of them was over.
As you followed your procurement procedures, it's all it on, all right, really.
Okay.
Yeah, all we're following up, yeah.
Okay. All right. I've got it right here. I'll give it to you guys now. I'm going with the low bid.
I think I gave you two copies, so I get.
No.
Thank you. Okay. We'll go ahead and let them know. Yes, sir.
M-647?
Yep. Okay, on Special Bridge. Earl's Engineering has given us the bridge design, and that is on Sweeney Hill Road on Bridge 25, which is just north of Elk City Reservoir. We're going through that now. The next thing, we'll be back to you guys to ask permission to start on the right-of-way purchase. And we'd like to get permission to go ahead and bid the engineering inspection on that.
Need a motion or just conversation? Just in the minutes?
I don't know. Charlotte?
Just in the minutes?
I can put it just approved in the minutes on that one. Did you do a motion on this one?
I don't believe I need a motion according to the procurement policy.
This is just for information.
This is just for information.
Okay.
This as long as you follow the...
Your purpose, though, I really think you need to have a resolution that is on spending the money. Since it is over $10,000.
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, motion. It doesn't hurt to have a resolution in here for you.
Okay.
Second. The first and second. What was it?
Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon? Yes.
And I'd just like to request, do I need a motion on the permission to go out for bid for the engineering inspection?
We can just approve that.
Okay, all right.
And that's on the bridge?
Yes, Bridge 25, yes, ma'am.
Where exactly is that at?
Just north of, on Sweeney Hill Road, just you start to go up the hill. It's that first bridge that you come to. That's the one that had the deck that was going bad, and we covered it with asphalt last year so it'd be smoother. That's the one the engineer from the inspection a year and a half ago said that was a top priority to get that one taken care of. And I'd like to request permission to go out to bid for chemicals on for noxious weed.
Can
we have
verbal approval also
until
he gets to bed?
Okay. All right. All right. That was all I had.